And I ain't lying. I killed one. I mean, it was big as a coon.
Bigger than Choo Choo?
You know, big coon. It's bigger than coon.
Bigger
than Choo Choo. I killed him bigger than Choo Choo.
Pretty big.
That is a big one. I'm talking about killing most chill that big.
In Texas, they got jackrabbits, which are rabbits, but they're really big. I mean, they got big long ears on them. They fly along the plains there.
Some of them used to have a young deer. But a rabbit is just about the easiest thing to kill. It don't take me one pellet, one little bit of pellet to kill a rabbit.
What do you use shotgun?
Yeah. Never hung a rifle. Usually go in bars and things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Big bar bush and you kick it and they run out the other side and shoot. It's caught on the beagles, dogs.
Oh, really?
A rabbit will jump. If you run by a patch and you got beagles with you, you get the beagle on the trail, they'll run that rabbit. The rabbit will cross his path. He'll come right back to where he jumped.
So
you stand right there.
Just sit there.
You stand right there. You can hear the dogs. You can tell when they turn and start coming back, and you might as well get ready because he's coming back to where he got up. He'll cross his path. I say 9 times out of 10 or 99 times out of 100, he'll come back. If dogs are running, he'll come back and cross his path.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get those dogs in. Same way with a fox. A fox will do the same thing. A fox will run. He'll run and he'll stop and let the dogs get all the way around him.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll run right back, right in between the dogs. I killed one doing that. Just out of the middle of a cornfield.
What kind of fox was it?
Gray fox.
Gray fox.
Yeah.
You don't see many of those around Atlanta at all. when you get out from Atlanta.
Those were mighty small animals, just like a turkey. Turkey's the smallest thing you ever seen in your life.
Yeah, that's what I heard. They're really sharp.
You better, if you go turkey hunting, you better not flinch or nothing.
Good.
If they're watching, you better not bat your eyes hard.
Really?
They'll see you. Now, that's true. A deer is the same way. A deer is smart. But they're not small enough. Might get killed.
Yeah. Do you hunt deer mostly by standing or tracking down?
Rather than going, we call drive. I like to drive mostly because you get these big sage fields and things where they're bedding down during the day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
On a cold day, when the sun's shining, they'll get out in the middle of those fields and lay down in this tall sage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just they sleep during the day and eat during the night.
Uh-huh.
That's why people kill them at night hunting and everything. They go in these big fields and play loads of something shit.
Yeah.
That's where you big deer get killed. People just shoot them. I killed you deer. I've seen as many as 5 buck get up at one time.
Just
and then just go everywhere. And same, just about the same bed.
Jeez.
And you let them have your feet. You don't know which one to shoot, just pick out the biggest one and start shooting.
Mm-hmm. I guess what do some of the deer dress out around here?
This year they're real small deer having to move around because things wasn't growing and people wasn't planting things, you know, corn and stuff for them to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're real small deer, skinny deer.
Yeah.
I killed 5 for this year and I bet he didn't go 120 pounds.
Yeah, that's what most of them dress out in Georgia.
Now, there's some big deer come around here that dress out at 200 pounds.
Really? Are they mule deer or are they
just big white tail? My uncle's killed them 270, 280 pounds.
Yeah.